the Pharisees. They did so many interesting things, didn't they? Our Old Testament law had a tradition, an instruction from God, in fact. The priests in the tabernacle service were to wash their hands, and actually not just their hands, they were to immerse their whole body and launder their clothes prior to eating sacrificial offerings. The lay persons who were taking part in the fellowship offerings were also to wash their hands. That was the original law. But the Pharisees, they liked to add things, embellish things, make them bigger. They decided that this should be for all God's people and for all meals. But, you know, it wasn't really practical to give your whole body a bath and wash your clothes prior to anything you eat. So they kind of changed up that part too and said, well, let's have a special ceremony where we pour water onto people's hands before every meal so that all of God's people are cleaning before every meal. And so that became the practice. The Pharisees were hoping to trip up Jesus. They were so frustrated by Jesus and his teachings. So they thought they would try and catch him on something. They're always looking for something. They saw the disciples eating with unclean hands. And unlike Pastor Joel, who was playing in the dirt before trying to eat food this morning, this really meant that they hadn't done the ceremonial washing, not that their hands were dirty. Jesus could have responded by saying, hey, look, this is actually what the Old Testament law says. But instead, he challenges the heart of the Pharisees. Looking holy is not equal to honoring God. Jesus challenged the Pharisees' perceived obedience of the law. I wonder, how is Jesus speaking to your heart today? In our passage, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees a word of challenge, inviting them to change their hearts. Is Jesus offering you a word of challenge, a word of encouragement? I don't know about you, but I think when we read about the Pharisees, it's easy to feel like we're better off than them. After all, we don't have a bunch of extra rules, do we? Are there ways that we can relate to the Pharisees? Are there times where we add rules and traditions to our own lives or to the lives of others? Rules that have a way of taking us away from the heart of God. Rules that stifle the life of God around us. My study Bible has a nice little note talking about the hypocritical nature of the Pharisees, and I wanted to read it here this morning. It says, hypocrisy is pretending to be something you are not and have no intention of being. Jesus called the Pharisees hypocrites because they worshipped God for the wrong reasons. Their worship was not motivated by love, but by a desire to attain profit, to appear holy, and to increase their status. We become hypocrites when we pay more attention to our reputation than to our character, or when we carefully follow certain religious practices while allowing our hearts to remain distant from God. And when we emphasize our virtues, but others' sins. I thought those were some good points of reflection as we consider ways in which we may relate to the Pharisees more than we want to. But our passage this morning wasn't just about hand washing and ceremonial cleaning. Jesus takes it further. He highlights how the Pharisees were following traditions to a T while ignoring God's laws designed for our flourishing. He uses the example of one of the Ten Commandments that says, honor your father and mother. And yet Jesus knew that all around, the Pharisees were encouraging people to make a special promise, an extra gift to God. They called this a korban. And while that sounds lovely and wonderful to give an extra gift to God, the problem was in the context. People were then saying, oh, I've promised God this extra gift. I can no longer care for the needs of my parents. And Jesus says, you missed the point, guys. It's not about building up the treasury in the temple. This money is also to care for those who need. Care for your parents. Care for the ones with the needs. And it caused me to think and wonder and ponder, are there any promises or vows that we have made in our lives that actually keep us from following God's law and God's ways more fully? I want to pause and say that again. I think we make a lot of promises in life, sometimes called vows, things that we may not even be aware that we've made. So I invite you to search your heart and ask, is there a promise you made? Oh, I'll never do this in my life. And it's often a reaction to ways we've been hurt by others, ways that we don't want to be. But sometimes these promises have a way of driving us in ways that are away from God. So I invite you to consider that this week. Are there any vows or any promises that you've made that keep you from fully following God? Jesus continues on and challenges their view on eating food according to the ceremonial cleansing. And he goes on to graphically describe how food comes and leaves the body. And he says, like, don't you get it? This is missing the mark. The food goes in and out. But it is through life, through the things that are in us, the things that come from inside of us that separate us from God. And this morning, as we've spent a year already going through COVID, I invite you especially to look for those lies that tell us that we are all alone, that we don't have a fair deal in life, because while those may feel like life right now, they may take us further away from God. In what ways can we ask God to speak truth to our heart, to reveal the things that need cleansing inside of us? Our responsorial psalm this morning reminds us that future generations depend on us faithfully teaching God's ways. Are we going to teach traditions that have originally come from the Word of God and yet taken us further away while missing the mark, while missing the most important things? Our passage from 1 John reminds us that God is love. So often, it is a challenge to line our hearts up with that, not with the selfish love that feels good and which others return the same way, but love like that of Jesus. Love that said, whether or not the people respond, I will give. There's so much happening in the lives of people around us, in our community. And I want to invite you this week to look for ways to love one another. Look for ways to offer that sacrificial love, expecting nothing in return. And I invite you, as you wash your hands, which seems to be something we do a lot these days, and if you're working with kids at all, you were probably asking a gazillion times a day, have you washed your hands and did you use soap? Did you properly sanitize? But as we wash our hands, can we use those moments to make a new habit, and to ask God to reveal what needs cleansing in our hearts as well, and to say a word of prayer, saying, God, how can we love today? What is it that you have for us? Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you care more about us honoring you than appearing holy. speak to our hearts today, words of encouragement, words of challenge, that we may get real and clean up what's going on in the inside. And Lord, help us not to despair if what we see feels ugly, for we know that you are faithful, that you love us and you long to forgive us, that you long to draw us closer to you. Lord, help us now as individually and collectively we prepare for communion. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask these things. Amen.